Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Mura to talk about the latest going on in the Knoxville Community School District. Knoxville School Board met on Monday, and one of the big items on the agenda was the facilities assessment from Estes Construction. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, our facilities committee has been working very hard since November, and in January, the board hired Estes through the ICAP program at Iowa Association of School Boards to come in and truly do a good, solid survey of all of our buildings that included mechanical, electrical, and plumbing, exterior, interior, the whole gamut. And they were here to present their findings. The good news is there weren't any surprises. You know, it was really very typical to what we were expecting after our maintenance crew has been through all of our facilities as well. Very excited, though, for where to go from here. So then the facilities committee had some representatives who actually presented the proposal. And after kind of weeding through all of the information that was gathered and the suggestions, recommendations from the Estes team that came in and worked with us, we really got to the point where there were a couple things that really stood out as the highest priority needs. One of the items was, we know we have some concerns about our stadium. It's on the Historical Society Registry, so we are planning to put a task force together to work with the SOS and figure out what we can do for that facilities in the next couple years to bring it up to what we would consider our standard. Another of the recommendations is to sell the East Elementary building, and that really does come down to, when we look at our facility needs and also our finances, it really does not make any sense to continue paying for that building on a lot of different levels when really what we need is 6 classrooms. And for educational purposes and for efficiencies, keeping grade-alike centers, having all of our kindergartners in one space makes so much sense. The education and the quality of making sure all kids are getting a similar kindergarten experience if they're in the same location is so much better. And so the proposal was actually to build on to West Elementary. At the same time, that building has not had any updates or much done to it since 1974. It is in dire need of some upgrades and some replacements of different equipment and parts. So the committee's recommending that we really take care of West Elementary. With the additional classrooms there, we'll move second grade. So it'll be a preschool through second grade center. That helps free up some of the classroom space at North Star as well. That building then would be a 3-5 building. And I think we'll truly be able to meet the educational needs of our students in that manner. We are just now getting ready to kick off and move forward with the actual funding. And things might look a little bit different, and the final price tag might be a little bit different, but at least we have a good starting place and are very confident that we're headed the right direction.
One of the parts that you mentioned in regards to this assessment was the eventual sale of East Elementary and the moving of the Goal Alternative High School. Tell us about what came to this decision and what's in store now for the Goal Alternative High School.
Yeah, that is such an important program for us. You know, having alternative programming for high school students, our ultimate goal is to have all of our students graduate. And sometimes that means a different pathway, if you will. So that program will be maintained. They will just be relocated. So they'll be in a portion of the high school that they'll have their own entrance and kind of their own area to operate in, but it'll be under a roof that already we're paying utilities and paying custodial staff and everything else. So there's a cost savings there so that we can actually spend more of the money on classrooms and teachers and student needs as opposed to building needs. We are, again, just on that beginning phase of all the process for a school district to sell property. There are very specific things that have to be done in the right order, and we are just getting started on that.
Some news also about summer school. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on with the summer school program.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, again, we've been looking at with our graduation rates and our dropout rates is, what are we doing for kids to help them so that they actually get to graduation? And in the past, we have done some summer school programming, but not consistently for our youngest students all the way up through our oldest students. So this summer, we will have summer school. There's a 3-week session in June and a 3-week session in July. Kids could choose to come to both and have 6 weeks of summer school. It's going to be held Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mornings for 2.5 hours. We are providing transportation. We're going to have preschoolers all the way through high schoolers who will have that opportunity. And I'm very excited about that because I do think it's definitely going to have a positive impact on, you know, the educational experience and the academic success of our students.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murr, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.